Hello, and welcome to the Greater Dayton Podcast. It's Thursday, June 12th, and we are so glad you're tuning in with us today. I'm your host, Aaron Chamberlain, and joining me, as always, is the man who brings the wit and the wisdom, the one and only Jamie Yost. Jamie, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking.
All right. Let's dive right into the news. Zoom. Got to have them sound effects, right?
Sure.
All right, let's start with the USA. So, United States Army is celebrating their 250th year, I think, this Saturday. They're going to have a parade scheduled, and it's commemorating the founding of the U.S. Army, one of the oldest of the six branches of the armed forces. The parade will celebrate veterans, active duty service members, and it's also part of the United States semi-quincentennial. Do you know what that means, Jamie?
No.
It just means half of 500.
Okay, that makes total sense.
And this also includes the upcoming 250th anniversary of signing the Declaration of Independence. Hey, you know what that date is?
July 4th?
That's right, 2026, so that'll be next year.
Right.
This parade's supposed to have 6,600 soldiers, including from 11 different divisions nationwide, 150 vehicles, 50 helicopters, 7 bands, and several thousand civilians.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
That's about right. This Sunday, also in the United States, is
Father's Day.
Father's Day, that's right. So hopefully you like your fathers out there. If you don't, you know, it's probably a good time to make amends. And if you do, get them something nice, like a pair of socks or a tie.
It's Renew Your Underwear Day.
That's probably a good time. I know. It's always nice to have an extra pair, and I'm not even a father. All right, moving on to Ohio news. And this is just mainly for the state of Ohio. We're not really any specific towns here. The former town mall site in Middletown has received $2.5 million to boost cleanup and remediation in preparation for substantial redevelopment. All right. Ohio House passes school bus safety bill spurred by the deadly Clark County crash. Did you know about that crash?
Wait, is that the one in Springfield?
Like
Springfield area where the little boy got
I'm not great at the counties. Yeah. But basically this bill for anyone caught passing a school bus illegally would face significant fines and penalties to their driver's license. And this bill was passed unanimously, and it will also appropriate $10 million from the Ohio Lottery Funds to add cameras to school buses and educate drivers about school bus safety.
Right. So this way they can see themselves getting hit.
There. Yeah. Well, I'm glad that we're using our lottery funds.
Yeah.
And there goes my mic falling over. Scam alert. Scammers are posing as BMV texting Ohioans about fake unpaid tickets. Have you gotten any of those?
I've actually gotten two.
Yeah. I didn't get any of those. Well, I guess it would be considered that. I've gotten the camera system where
you didn't pay your toll?
Yeah, the toll. Yeah. Oh, gosh, I'm struggling here. But they were like, one of them was from New York. I was like, I was never in New York.
Well, you were now.
And it was only like 20 cents. I'm like, right. Okay. Whatever,
okay.
Whatever. Cincinnati Bengals. Are you a Bengals fan?
No.
Oh, I am. So I had to bring it up. They will be opening 8 practices to the general public during training camp this summer. That'll be cool.
So it's free?
I don't know that answer.
You know it's not.
It's probably not free.
No. That's the only way they can do anything
Bengals
with that
practice
team.
Free public. I don't know.
No, it's not. They're going to charge you.
It does say holding free public training camp practices for fans. So, I mean, that's what Google AI said. So,
but I guarantee you parking's not free.
Yeah, I think you got me there. You got me there. All right. Moving on to Dayton. Maestro of Dayton Philharmonic Orchestra will be retiring after 30 years. He retires June 30th. Do you happen to know his name?
I have no idea.
His name is Neil Gittleman, and he celebrates his 70th birthday this month.
Good for him.
Kettering Health has announced that weeks after cyber attack took down the health network, they have resumed normal operations for several key services. These include inpatient and outpatient services, and it looks like the phone lines and call centers are stable and functioning across the organization. I know my chart came back for me. I think there's only so much you could do with it, so hopefully everything's coming back around for everybody. Looks like Riverside is debating some roundabouts and other safety changes for Woodman Drive.
That's just what we need.
Officials seek to fix Woodman Drive's poor, unsafe conditions, possibly with roundabouts to reduce speed, but some residents oppose this, wanting other solutions. They just don't want to learn how to use a roundabout.
You just need to fix the roads first.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is kind of being torn up, or they're doing something right now. It seems like it's always something on Woodman. Starting July 7th, it's a little bit in the future, all I-75 rest areas between Ohio River and Findlay will be closed for complete replacement. The Butler and Auglaize County, I'm not sure if that's how you say it, sites closed then and reopened in summer 26, and then the Pickle areas, which are already closed, should be reopening this fall. The owners of Meadowlark Restaurant and Wheat Penny Oven and Bar are opening a new breakfast and lunch restaurant this fall in the Dietz Block building on Wayne Avenue. There's some audio texture for you guys that could hear that car going by. Bootleg Bagels, a bakery brand based in Yellow Springs, is also opening a brick-and-mortar spot right in Dayton on Wayne Avenue this fall. So that'd be cool. We're a little light on the city news this week. Centerville has a two-year construction project, which has begun already on West Social Row Road in Centerville, Washington Township, to widen the road from 2 to 5 lanes. Scheduled to complete in September of 26, this will also add a shared use path to address traffic congestion and improve pedestrian and bicycle access. I mean, I like the bicycle access stuff. I mean, it's good to get around. It's fun. It's a fun way to do it. You ever ride bicycles?
Not anymore.
No.
No.
I have to get you out there.
No, thanks.
Clayton. There's a developer in Clayton planning to expand an established housing subdivision on Union Road with the addition of nearly 100 home lots. This will allow for construction of 97 single-family homes with some open space. I wonder what those other three lots are for.
For the non-single families?
I guess. It's for the double family. Well, we were talking about single families last time.
Yeah.
Huber Heights. You got anything?
Right here?
Yeah.
What do you want to know?
I don't know. I got some stuff.
As far as news, they're building a Buc-ee's. I think that we talked about that.
Yeah.
They're putting in some sort of new music
thing. Yeah, yeah.
Up by the Rose.
Yeah.
A hotel and some Dublin Pub, I think.
Look at you. Yeah, you're hip with your own city.
Yeah.
It's more than I can say about mine. So Huber Heights Mayor Jeff Gore announced three major developments near the Rose Music Center. One being a 56,000 square foot indoor music venue. That's pretty neat. Holding up to 3,500 performance spaces, VIP lounges, flexible configurations for concerts. And the mayor called it a future cultural and economic anchor. So you're getting hip in the time.
Right.
Adjacent to the venue, a new hotel is planned. They include two restaurants offering Italian and Indian. And then a new Dublin pub named Dublin 7. Anticipated open St. Paddy's Day 2027.
They missed an opportunity to call that Dublin 07.
There we go. They did.
They did. They Dublin, really did.
I did. Yeah. And you need to contact us for some consultations.
Some of your advice and mine.
There we go. Right. West Carrollton has Culver set to open a new Dayton area this summer at 1100 East Dixie Drive and is largely constructed and scheduled to open July 7th. I mean, I always like having more.
You want a Butterburger?
Yep.
Yeah. They got good fish. If you've not had their fish, it's really good.
I can't say that I do. I don't order fish very often in any place I go. But I do enjoy it.
Yeah, it's good. Good fish there.
It's better than the fish sticks from Kroger's. Yellow Springs has parts of the Glen Helen Nature Preserve that was damaged by severe storms and floodings over the weekend. But it looks like both the humans and animals of the Glenn are already at work to rebuild the damaged parts.
Is Dave Chappelle paying for that?
I did not mention him specifically. As of Monday, crews are still assessing the damage, and the Glen Helen entrance along the bike trail is closed until further notice, as are the boardwalk and bridge. Sounds like there's a lot of damage there. I'll be damaged.
Yeah, that's definitely what I was thinking.
Yeah. All right. So next, we are going to move. That's all I have for the news for this week. Moving on to some comedy. Jamie, what we got? We got any jokes today? Any stories?
No, there's no jokes.
No jokes today. No. All right.
It's Superman Day.
It is Superman Day, and I did not dress up as Superman.
You missed an opportunity.
You know, Superman, he's always been my favorite.
Yeah, I'm a Batman guy.
Man of Steel.
Yep.
Did you watch Batman versus Superman?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I can't say that I have, which is a... I would say it's an interesting story. But generally, you know, if people are asking me questions on the side of a road when I'm walking to a game, I just ignore them. Well, one guy asked me, hey, are you excited to see the Batman and Superman movie? Because I had a Batman shirt or a Superman shirt. I don't remember. And I thought he was trying to sell me something. I just said, no, thanks. Just kept on walking. Maybe that kind of deterred me from watching the movie.
Yeah, who knows?
One day.
Yeah, it's good. You should put it on your to-do list.
I think I actually have it. I just haven't watched it. All right, so let's talk a little bit about history today. I didn't do too much this time. So for Ohio, on the 12th of June, 1967, apparently there was a race riot in Cincinnati, Ohio, and there were 300 people arrested.
Did they have enough jails for them?
I don't know. That's a lot of people.
Yeah. They probably put them on like house arrest or something.
On the 12th also of June in 1825, John Cook, American bugler for the Union Army, was born in Cincinnati. He was a bugler.
You think he came out blowing a trumpet?
Burr, burr, burr. On the 13th, 1837, the first Mormon missionaries to the British Isles leave Kirtland, Ohio. On the 12th of June in 1874, Dietrich Gruen invents a better pocket watch. On this day in 1874, he filed for a patent for an improved safety pinion, which protected a watch against internal injury if the mainspring broke. I guess you wouldn't want your pocket watch to take you out as you're walking down the
Something to spring up on you, pretty
strolling
much.
Down the road. Yeah. All right, let's do a little bit of Dayton history. On June 17th, 1909, the beginning of 2 days of parades for the Wright brothers, one of the biggest celebrations in the city's history on the return from performances overseas. And then in 2010, June 14th, the giant 62-foot King of Kings statue at Solid Rock Church on I-75 burns down after being hit by lightning.
That's the big butter Jesus, right?
That's the touchdown Jesus. Yeah. I saw some pictures of that.
I remember that.
I don't think I was here yet.
Was it the $5 one?
Yeah.
Foot long guy?
Yeah. I was in West Virginia at that time.
Okay.
But I heard about it.
There's a song somebody did out there for it.
I have to look that up.
Yeah.
I'll put that in my notes. It's funny that from what I heard, I think they got it. They built obviously something else, but
right.
It
it's
was
a
pretty,
smaller version.
It was
of
pretty
it.
Quick. Yeah. Like they didn't want Jesus out there, or not out there.
Right.
But if lightning hit it.
He's fully erected again, so that helped out.
Yeah, they learned their lesson. They're not going to recreate touchdown Jesus.
It always looked interesting because, like my friend told me, you can look at him on this side and want to look on the other side where the other water comes up and try to see his feet on the other side of the road. So it was just like he was under the water there.
That's funny. All right, Jamie, what's some special days coming up this week?
For me, I have a fundraiser tomorrow here at Skyline in Huber Heights from 6 to 8.
Okay.
It helps benefit the Huber Heights Community Cares Group. And it's also going to be like a halfway to Halloween party. So if you want to come in costume, you can.
Okay.
It is encouraged. I will have Michael Myers. Jason will be there. I have a couple other special people that I don't want to mention just yet be there. But it is Jason Voorhees' birthday, so that's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else is there? I'm trying to go see Superman. But Father's Day, of course. I think of anything else, I'll chime in.
All right.
What you got?
I don't have a lot. Saturday, I was going to mention it during our events. I do have a gig I'm playing at Station 1 in Springfield. Shameless plug there. outside of that, it's volleyball season, softball season. I've been
it's supposed
full
to rain
swing
all weekend, dude.
No pun intended on that.
Yeah.
But I've been enjoying it. You know, trying to get out there and get more active and actually learn how to play volleyball. I am not the greatest. All right.
You dig it?
I dig it. I dig a lot of that saying. And it's saying volleyball. I don't know if I'd ever be able to do, you know, hard floor, ground floor. It hurt. All right. What's some national days we got coming up? So today was Superman Day. I guess it was also National Jerky Day.
Yep.
World Day Against Child Labor.
Something about peanut butter cookie, I think, isn't there?
Yep, National Peanut Butter Cookie Day. And some other ones. National Loving Day.
Loving Day? Is that like love somebody or self-loving or whatever you got to do?
Well, it does say laws against interracial marriages weren't fully eradicated until 1967. That was kind of an interesting subtext to all of that. International Falafel Day is also today.
Falafel Day.
All right, that's enough for that for today's. Let's what's going on tomorrow? National Weed Your Garden Day.
Yeah, you're doing that. I
will be doing some of that tomorrow, actually. Ooh, World Softball Day.
Looks like Sewing Machine Day also.
Yep. National Movie Night.
Yep.
I like that Softball Day. I was just talking about that. International Axe Throwing Day.
I prefer to watch softball. No longer play.
it's fun. I do okay. I'm not.
I'm way out of shape.
I just enjoy playing.
Yeah.
International Albinism Awareness Day. National Blame Someone Else Day is tomorrow. It is, after all, Friday the 13th.
It is. Yes, it is.
None of these really.
Nothing too exciting. There is a festival in Vandalia that St. Christopher's, I think.
We'll get to those in a minute.
I think that's going to get rained out, though, because it's looking.
Yeah, it's a bummer. I know it's been hot the past few days. Yeah. It's probably going to get cooler, but it's going to have to rain to do that. On Saturday, we got the National Strawberry Shortcake Day.
You a fan of those?
I mean, I like sweets. Fluffy cake, juicy strawberries.
Everything I'm not supposed to have.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, there's National Bourbon Day if you.
Again, another thing I probably shouldn't
have. Well, if you can't have that, it's also World Gin Day.
I thought you said gym for a second.
It's like, didn't we just talk about this?
Yeah.
All right. So there's not a whole lot on that one. And Sunday, I mean, it's Father's Day, but I don't know. It's not always on the 15th, so I can't really.
It's always on a Sunday.
There you go. National Lobster Day, World Elder Abuse Day.
So you can beat your elderlies up?
They don't really specify.
Come here, Grandma.
It's the national holiday, Grandma.
I'm going to take you out back.
Oh, man. All right. Monday, what we got? What we got for special days?
Monday, I'm seeing it's National Fudge Day.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, so again. Another sweet thing I shouldn't be doing.
It's also the Fresh Veggies Day, so they had to balance
for everybody.
They had to balance that one out.
Yep.
World Sea Turtle Day. That's kind of cool.
Mine says Ride Motorcycle to Work Day. So, do you have a motorcycle?
No, I don't. Oh. This place does not have that on here.
Hell,
interesting.
You're missing out.
They also have weeks on here. I didn't really.
And whatever. No Orange Clothes Day is also on Monday. So. If I wear an orange shirt, I look like a traffic barrel, so I think I can do okay with that one.
I like that. It's got stripes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, it's funny. I saw a video.
That was Construction Jamie.
I saw a video yesterday. It was a mime. He's like at like a zoo or whatever. He just kind of walk around at one of the stadiums, and he has his like striped shirt on, and then this lady comes up wearing the exact same thing, and he just acts like she's his twin, and you know, everything. It's great. Tuesday, oh, National Eat Your Vegetables. Ugh. National Apple Strudel Day. I like that one. Cherry Tart Day.
Got Global Garbage Man Day.
This one says Waste and Recycling Workers Day.
Probably the same thing. what kind of, how do you celebrate that? Do they get like little?
It says on here, give a big thanks to them who keep your community sanitary and hygienic. Mm. I don't know, wait out there and, I mean, mine doesn't come.
Thanks for picking up my trash.
Mine comes on Wednesday, so yeah, it doesn't work out for me.
Same here.
Doesn't work out for me. Wednesday, Go Fishing Day, Picnic. Sustainable Gastronomy Day.
There's International Sushi Day.
Yep.
Are you a fan?
I am a fan of sushi.
I do not like sushi.
Sushi ain't too bad.
Nope.
It's also the International Panic Day, so it's right up there with your sushi.
Right. I wonder how they would appreciate me pulling the fire alarm that day.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe not. National Splurge Day, so whatever you want to do. Autistic Pride Day. All right, let's go on to Thursday, last day for this podcast. We got the Real Food Day.
We got Garfield the Cat.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That's a winner.
Yeah.
That's a winner.
You know, he has a bunch of statues in Indiana.
Really? I didn't know
there
that.
Is an actual Garfield tour that you can look it up on YouTube.
Okay.
And I think there's about 12 to 13 of them.
I like that.
And it's probably about a 2.5 hour trip that you drive around in Indiana. And you go to these different locations in the different counties, and there's a different themed Garfield in each one.
That's neat. I would do that.
I believe the guy who drew Garfield actually was from Indiana somewhere over
yeah,
there.
That would make sense. We also got National Watch Day. I like this. National Dump the Pump Day. That just rolls off the tongue right there. Decrease, what does it say? Decrease global gas usage by leaving your car at home and giving public transit a try.
Right.
Cycling or even walking a try.
You have recess at work day on yours?
No.
It's showing up over here, but
it is Juneteenth day too.
It is. That's the important one. Not just a day off, but a day of celebration.
Let's see what we got for weeks. We got Animal Rights Awareness Week, the Bee's Knees Week, Refuge Week, Learning Disability Week. Nothing real great there. All right, let's move on to the next part. Events. I think this is what everybody wants to know, right? All the special events coming up.
You know, next Friday is West Virginia Day.
Ooh, how does the state have our own? I say have our because I lived predominantly in West Virginia most of my life. Do we have an Ohio Day?
I'm sure there is.
Yeah. There's 365 days.
Yeah.
And
they'd throw it in there somewhere.
There's only how many states?
Probably even a wipe your butt day. Yeah. You know? There needs to be.
It should be every day, right?
Yeah, for some people.
It should be a national everyday thing. All right. Events. So I tried to do a little bit better job at keeping all my events organized here. I don't know if I'm going to not do the fairs and festivals, but I'm going to do that last so you can just skip past those if you don't want to listen to those. And as I'm doing these podcasts, I am trying to make things in chapters so you can skip around if you'd like to. First, let's talk about some live music coming up. So today, you're probably not going to hear any of these or be able to see any of these because, you know, I'm here. It looks like live music from Lee Kenny Trio. It looks like that's a 2-day thing or something along those lines in West Carrollton at the Levitt tonight. We got Joe Waters in the back porch. Whoa. Excuse me.
That's the backwater right
that's
there.
The back porch right there. Joe Waters in the back porch band at the Levitt. And then at Riverscape, we got Bob Gray concert. And then Poland Farm, we got the Kettering Civic Band. Those would be fun. Tomorrow, big day. I see some of these are. Tomorrow we got the festival in Lebanon, Country Music Festival. And then in Huber, we got Scott Hutchins At the Brick Tap and Tavern, at the Old Mason Winery, we got Steve Worley in West Milton, Tom Lees and Troy at Long Shots. Those all look to be free. Tim Gebbard, Darren Bell Band, and Todd the Fox Trio all at the Bright Side. That looks like it's a $15 charge. Charlie Bonnet and Troy at the Dunaways. Chase Rice and Huber at the Rose. Driving Force and Piqua at the Lock 9 Park. At the Levitt, looks like Kyle Eldridge and the Kentucky Cowhands. The Times at the Bach Family Brewing. Sydney Civic Band at Sydney's Courthouse Lawn. Nothing. And that's part of the summer concert. Looks like, I think it's a recurring thing. Nothing But Treble, which is kind of cool. James on the Main in Miamisburg. And then the, oh man, not an English word, St. Sayens Organ Symphony in at the Schuster. Saturday, it's got a lot more than Friday did, so just bear with me.
So I'm seeing also that there's a Journey tribute band at Stubbs Park. Did you get that one?
I know I have it.
It's called Resurrection.
Yeah, is that? I think it might be part of one of my other lists that I'm going to go over.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I remember seeing that on there.
Right.
Saturday, looks like Steve Worley still in West Milton, Tom Lees and Troy. Skipping through some of these. Some of these didn't show up right. I think it's because it was like late night to in the morning. Trapper Keepers and the Phone Booth Lounge in Kettering. Wright Brothers Band at the Barrel in Springboro. Kissing Candace with Reign of Athena. $10 at the Hidden Gem Music Club. Brian Scott, free at the Brick Tap and Tavern in Huber. Paul Rosewood, free. Good Time Charlie's, Miamisburg. What's that market doing in here? Huffman's Kids Market. I don't think there's any music going on there. Then we have Canal Music Fest in City Park, Tip City. At the Levitt, looks like.
They have a, on that, I believe that Saturday, they also have some heart tribute band.
I think so, yeah.
That's in that evening.
I think that's right.
I can't remember the exact name of it, but that's free also. And then I know the guy from Mix 107.7 usually opens.
Okay.
Stranger is their band.
Okay.
But Barracuda, I believe, is the name of their band.
Like, so it.
If you've never been to anything like that down there at the levee, it's really nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they bring in food trucks and stuff.
Yeah.
Again, hopefully it doesn't get rained on.
Are you talking about the Levitt?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say. It's for Dayton by Dayton Music Festival. I don't know.
This is on Tip City, on the levee that they
have. Oh, I see. I see. It was just ironic that I was about to say the same.
Right.
Similar word.
And it's all free, too. So.
Yeah. Those are fun. I like going to the Levitt. I haven't gotten to any yet this year, but I plan to.
It's an experience to actually get to hear
good bands,
and you like, most people can't afford to go see an actual band even if they perform anymore.
Like, I like orchestral music, but I don't have money to go as much as I'd love to. But the Levitt is fun. There's some artists that I have in my normal listening now because of that, experiencing them there. West Milton, we got Amanda Livingston, Old Mason Winery, Jeffrey Lee plus Family Food Drive at the Bach Family Brewing. Candlelight Springs, Rings and Dragons, $33 at the Dayton Masonic Center. That's actually pretty neat. Like, they do a bunch of candlelight candles, and then they have an orchestra, well, like a chamber orchestra playing. This is a Lord of the Rings and Game of Thrones music, kind of doing one, like first half one and then second half the other, and it's just good music. Wild Frontiers at James on the Main, Buddy Guy in Huber Heights. It looks like tickets required. And then the Organ Symphony again. Moving on to Sunday. It's just music.
Breakfast with the Beatles?
Yeah, I think it's on here. Buddy Guy in Huber. I think I already said that one. Kerosene Alley at the Phone Booth Lounge in Kettering. Not really giving any times for all these. You can look these up if you're interested. Blackwater Voodoo, $5 at the Hidden Gem Music City Club. Zane Gerlach free at the Barrel in Springboro. Sachmo and Beyond, live music from Dean Sims at the Whisperee Speakeasy, West Carrollton. Gianna Allen and the Honky Tonk Specials in Dunaway, Troy. Dunaway's. Smithville South in Huber Heights, the Brick Tavern. Smithville South Band, I just said that. I have it twice. Candlelight Spring, so another one. It looks like, I don't know if it has the wrong information. I don't know if that's actually on Sunday. But there is one going on. I think it's the same day as the other one. It's just at a different time. Because I don't think anybody's playing at 12:45 a.m. to 2 a.m. DJs Tonic, Zapp and More at the Yellow Cab. Scandalous Band in Englewood. $5 covers. Rustic Revival free at Good Time Charlie. Zack Attack, Riverfront Park. Practically Petty, a tribute to Tom Petty at Stubbs Park.
That's a nice venue from what I hear.
Yeah, I haven't been there yet.
He just redid it all. So I do know that most of the parking is the pain in the butt part.
Yeah.
But you can take a shuttle bus down there in certain ones to get to it.
Yeah. Then the Baracha Valley Beaver Creek Concert Series. And that's at the Dominic Lofino Park in Beaver Creek. And then it's not a whole lot the rest of the week.
Says Leonard Skinner is going to be here at the Rose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Monday looks like Leonard Skinner and Huber. See, I don't know if I have these dates right. What does that have for you?
It's got Sunday. So that would be Sunday for Leonard Skinner.
Oh, man. I need to double check. I've got stuff showing up right here on here.
You can show up late. You missed it, buddy.
I could. And then coming up Thursday, yeah, I need to double check some of this stuff.
Do you like chicken?
I do like chicken.
If you go up to Versailles, they have their poultry festival this weekend.
Oh yeah, they do.
And that's big.
I remember that.
Yeah.
So that's it for light music. I need to double check my calendar here because it doesn't seem to be working right. But if any of those sounded interesting, just look those up and you can find the actual, like, all the correct information. I thought I had a lot of it, but it may not.
I think I got some of my information kind of plugging them, I guess. It was a Dayton 937.
Yep.
So you can look on their site.
So some festivals I'm just going to skip over today. Yellow Springs has a Family Value Weekend, Fort Recovery.
That's their street fair this weekend.
Yep. Recovery Harvest Jubilee. And see which one?
Yellow Spring.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was a couple of different names that I saw for it. I think it's probably just a whole bunch of stuff. Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee. Huber Heights has. So these are all garage sales. I'm getting ready to mention. So Huber Heights has one. Multi-day. Stonebridge Neighborhood in Troy. Trotwood has one. Westbrook Neighborhood in Troy. They all have multi-day garage sales.
Yeah, it's our community garage sale here in Huber.
So I would come up to them.
I can give you stuff if you need things.
Before you leave, go ahead and take some of this. Chillicothe, Southern Ohio Forest Rally. Let's see, moving down. There's the Versailles Poultry Days. Lake Laramie.
Is that the country fest?
It's a camp out, Father's Day camp out.
Okay. Yeah, they have the big country concert out there.
Yeah. Sugar Creek, Ohio has the festival Steam to Victory. Van Wert has Freedom Truck Meet. Troy has a Lost Creek Garden and Antique Show. Middletown has a 5K going on. Urbana has a 5K. Kettering Pride Festival. Chillicothe has a live theater, Tekasuma, I think that's how you say it, outdoor drama. There's a farmer's market going on in St. Paris. There's a car show in Troy, and there's that concert you were mentioning. How did it get there? But the Resurrection, a tribute to Journey.
Yeah.
Let's see, Saturday, looks like a lot of the same stuff. There's some exhibits going on. There's one in Parisburg. Piqua has Dads and Dairy on the farm. Dads are free. In Defiance, Ohio, they got a antique tractor show, pools and fiber arts festival, and flea market.
Woo!
A lot going on.
Big truck.
Yeah, if you hear the truck, that means we're
outside in the garage.
We're doing good. Yep. Indian Lake, Ohio, has a putt around the lake. Athens has a festival, Boogie on the Bricks. Let's see. And then these are all
Boogie on the Bricks.
Boogie, boot, or maybe it's Bougie on
boogie,
the Bricks.
Bougie or Bogey?
It's Boogie. It could be Bougie.
Like a burger.
Boogie. That's a good point. I don't know. Boogie on the Bricks. Boogie.
If anybody knows, just let us know what it is.
Yeah, right into us. It's a street festival, apparently. It looks like there's some music. Yeah, music. Art, food, music, kids zone. Hmm. All right, all these races are happening on, was it Saturday?
What do you think their mascot would look like?
It depends on if you say Boogie or Bougie. That could be definitely a detrimental thing, depending on who put it together.
Right.
These are all races. Not exactly sure if they're 5Ks or not. Miamisburg has a cancer crush. Dayton has a museum mile race. Zanesfield Savage Race. Dayton has the St. Leonard 5K and fitness walk. Yellow Springs has the Young's Jersey Dairy Cheddar Challenge 5K. I don't know if that's going to kill people or.
Yeah, that sounds like it's very much going to
challenge.
Somebody. Yeah, it's a good challenge.
All right, garage sales. We got one in Christiansburg, one in Troy, and Piqua. All right. Yeah, man, these dates.
They should make it not a 5K, like something smaller.
Yeah.
1K.
Yeah.
Or Big K, sponsored by Kroger.
A Big K. we don't have advertising. Karaoke in Inglewood, movie in the park, Mufasa movie in Trotwood.
I have not seen that.
Yeah, I have not either. Sydney has Touch a Truck and garage sale.
You say Touch a Truck?
Touch a Truck.
Okay.
Sydney Farmers Market, Yellow Springs, like you said, the street fair.
Yeah.
Back to Our Roots Antique Show in Dayton, Montgomery County Fairgrounds. Fun clay shoot at the VFW in Pleasant Hill. Another farmer's market in Troy, Huber, New Carlisle, all over the place. These are all, I think, reoccurring ones, too.
Right.
There's a festival in Waynesville. Let's see. Yoga in the park at Riverscape.
Oh, I'm going there.
There won't be a Yoda.
Hey, I'm going to get dressed like Yoda and show up there.
Dark County Fairgrounds has a rodeo in Greenville. And a food truck rally, summer stampede, and food truck.
Some of the catchy names they come up with just for these food truck rallies.
Yeah, they need to hire a consultant. You know,
right.
Us. Columbus Westgate Home and Garden Tour. I don't really know what that was. Pleasant Hill Fish Dinner.
How pissed would people be if you just went to their house and sat down and checked out their house? Like, hey, I'm just home and garden it, man.
Yeah, Troy got amateur cage fights, $25 plus. And poetry at the Hainer, a mosaic of voices. That's a lot going on.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to see. Where's Sunday at? There's Sunday.
Sunday.
Really, it's just a lot of the same stuff. Greenville has a Rolling 50s classic car show. Akron has a classic antique and collector show. And there's the Breakfast with the Beatles. I got to figure out why it was not in the right one. But that's at the Phrase Pavilion. That'd be fun. I don't know if I'd pay the money for it. Oh, says free.
It's usually free.
Yeah. Hmm. I don't know. I might check it out. Monday, we got Camp Summer Camp, Find Your Groove, or the Comedy Camp. It's at the PNC Arts Annex. It's a little expensive. I think it's like $299, but if you want to take them there. Tuesday, yoga in Tip City. And then we got some trivia nights in Troy, Piqua, and Huber. I don't know what this talk is from Piqua, but it says, is your local history research in jeopardy? And it's free. It's at a St. John's Lutheran Church. Not really sure what that is. There's a garage sale in Xenia on Thursday, open mic night in Leaf and Vine in Troy. And then we got the Juneteenth celebration in Fairborn, Yellow Springs, Kettering. I think it's the only ones I see on here. there's a blood drive for Springboro Juneteenth Jubilee. I believe that's Varsity.
Definitely not the other one.
in Piqua, they got a Dora District Pub Crawl. That'll be fun. Troy also has karaoke night, open mic night at Dunaway's. I'll get this. Goat yoga in Kettering. I actually want to do this because they have little baby goats that just roam around while you're in your poses, and they will climb on your back.
Right.
That'd be kind of fun.
I believe they had that at the Beaver Creek Mall like last year.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of interesting.
No, thank you.
No?
No.
I mean, that can really get you in.
No, it's not going to get me anywhere.
All right. I'm just going to breeze through these. Some of these are recurring events. So Life Theater has Children of Eden and the Comeuppance. I mentioned those before. Yeah, multi-days. Got the Great Miami Smallmouth Bass Fishing Challenge. A couple exhibits, the View Juried Landscape Exhibition at the Rosewood. And then Boonshaw Museum has the Beautifica, which is great. I did that. That's a lot of fun. Just in the planetarium and just kind of looking at everything going on.
Did you see your anus?
Nope. It was hidden. All right. Also on Friday, Social Vintage Dancing Friday night. So that'd be kind of fun. Saturday, a lot of farmers markets, which we mentioned. They got some square dance lessons. I think it's on Mondays. Yeah, that's it for that. So I'm going
to. Have you ever done square dancing?
Yeah. It's been a long time.
They tried to make us do that in school.
Yeah. It's not too bad.
No, thank you.
All right.
They should mix that with like battle ball. Yeah.
Just to make it more interesting.
Yeah. You can't come out of your square. If you do, you get pegged.
All right. All right. I'm wanting to just breeze through this. So these are the festivals and fairs kind of around the state. If you're not interested and you have a podcasting 2.0 compliant app, you could just skip to the end. So I'm just going to rush through these pretty quickly. So on Friday, Gahanna, Creekside Blues and Jazz, Vermilion, Ohio, Festival of the Fish, Williams Field has Honoring Our Ancestors Powwow. Really, I like reading these just because of the names.
Right.
That's the best part.
Let's see how bad you can mess it up.
LaRue, Oorang Bang. Ooh. Yeah, that car needs to be replaced.
It needs a new muffler on that one.
Oorang Bang Festival.
I That's like your Oorang Bang. Oorang just drove bang by.
Just went by. Tiro. Is it Tiro or Tyro?
I have no idea.
Well, let's say Tiro. It's the Tiro Tavern Testicle Festival.
Really?
I think they just wanted that to rhyme.
Right. It'd be nuts.
I don't
to go
really
there.
Know what that means, but it does sound pretty nuts. Grove City Wine and Arts Festival. Lakewood has
so many dirty thoughts there.
Like Lakewood October's Witches Night Market Summerween Edition Festival.
So
that's a fair.
That's a fair.
Yeah.
Okay. Summerween? That's interesting.
Summerween.
Where's that at?
Lakewood.
Where's that at?
It's in Ohio.
Okay, sounds great.
Canton has a pickle fest. That'd be interesting.
A pickle fest?
Yeah.
It's a real deal.
Waynesville's a Celtic festival. I don't know. Did you mention that?
No.
I don't think I did.
No.
But that'll be fun. I think that's up there. I don't know if that's in where Renaissance Festival is or.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Cincinnati Tequila Fest. Interesting. It'd be no clothes at that place. Cleveland, the Huli Festival. Kettering, the Spasnok.
If you want to go to Kosai, they have a big Star Wars exhibit up there.
Ooh.
It runs till September 1st. You can do that for a special father. That's a big hint.
I like it. Tuscarawas, Ohio has the Tusky Days Festival. Man, I can't say some of these Ohio names. Buckris, but I don't think that's how you say that.
I think you butchered that one.
Bucyrus.
That's a Busiris. Yeah.
Busiris. It's not Buckris. Crawford County Antique Machinery Show. All right, I think that's it about for every event that I have. Most of them are fairly accurate. I need to fix some of my times because it's just crossing over stuff. All right, Jamie, what else you got?
I got community breakfast at the Huber Heights Masonic Lodge on Saturday at 9 a.m.
Okay, I like that.
If you like breakfast.
I do like breakfast, actually. How did you know?
Who doesn't like breakfast? I'm hungry right now, actually.
I know. I'm trying to wrap this up so I can eat something. Got anything else?
Yeah, looking through stuff, but most of them you've already mentioned, so not really seeing too much.
I like it. All right, well, we want to thank everyone for joining us on this show today. We hope you have enjoyed our conversations. We are a value for value podcast, which means we're committed to keeping our content completely open, accessible to everyone. You'll never find us behind a paywall, and we won't be interrupting your listening experience with any advertisements or trying to get you to subscribe for some premium content, quote unquote. The model is simple. If you found value in what you heard today, we invite you to give back in a way that works for you, which could be sharing your time by sending us interesting information, lending your talent to create artwork or music for the show, or contributing treasure in a monetary form that reflects the value you received. We're excited to be a part of your weekly routine, and we plan to release an episode every Thursday to get you geared up for the weekend and the week ahead. Lastly, we'd love to hear from you. If you have any feedback for the show, if you have any knowledge you want to share, or just a funny story to brighten our day, you can always send that at greaterdaytonpodcast@gmail.com. Well, Jamie, I think that was a good show. What do you think?
Thanks you for putting up with me. I can't even talk. I'm so hungry.
I know. I'm putting up with you all the time. All right. Well, that wraps us up for another podcast. It is in the can, and we'll see you next time.